Another booster shot may be on the way. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Though the CDC may stop short of recommending it, but it did clear the first hurdle today from the FDA. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Lisa, if you are over 50, you will now be able to get a fourth COVID-19 vaccination dose. The so-called second booster of either Pfizer or Moderna's product is being authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as another type of Omicron variant is becoming more frequently detected, though U.S. hospitalization rates due to COVID remain low. FDA's authorization comes without the usual and customary consultation from their assembled panel of independent reviewers, Lisa.
Thanks, Eben. Encouraging statements from both sides after face-to-face talks between Russia and Ukraine today in Turkey. Russian officials say they made steps toward peace by agreeing to scale back operations in some areas, also agreeing to a possible future meeting between Presidents Zelensky and Putin.
There is increasing skepticism of what these talks could bring in terms of possible solutions for people who live here in war-torn Ukraine.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv.
Russia's deputy defense minister announcing the decision to withdraw troops from outside of the capital of Kyiv, focusing more of their troops on the Donbass area. The West has called Russia's invasion completely unprovoked. Russia stands by its own defense, calling this a mission to denazify Ukraine.
Ukrainian officials say they laid out a possible framework for a future peace deal today based on legally binding security guarantees, allowing intervention by other countries if Ukraine is attacked. President Biden says Russia's war in Ukraine is an urgent threat to both Europe and the Indo-Pacific region as he meets with Singapore's prime minister at the White House.
It's attacking the core tenets of a rule-based international order.
And those two leaders scheduled to make a joint statement later this hour. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
A court fight expected to continue over when is a coach responsible for a culture of hazing.
When 20 players were involved in piling on the freshman quarterback who'd just been promoted to varsity, breaking his arm, a Mobile, Alabama high school football coach was ousted from Davidson High School. The incident called a hazing ritual. But a federal judge has dismissed a $12 million lawsuit against former coach Fred Riley, three assistant coaches and school officials. Ruling qualified immunity shields them, but even if the violence did happen, there wasn't any evidence the coaches had plans to hurt players. Evidence showed the coach once told his players to knock it off when they assaulted another team member, breaking his collarbone.
Fox's Therese Crowley, an attorney for the former players and their parents, plans to appeal, arguing the court essentially allowed the children to be unprotected. Britain's Queen Elizabeth attending a memorial service for her beloved husband, Prince Philip. Today's service at Westminster Abbey, a much bigger event than the funeral, which happened during COVID lockdown rules last year. The 95-year-old queen recently recovered from COVID and has had other health issues recently. She was escorted into the abbey by her second son, Prince Andrew, considered a show of support after he recently settled a lawsuit stemming from his connection to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Ongoing supply chain shortages appear to be hitting pizza dough and some popular comfort foods, including Totino's pizza rolls and Pillsbury products.
General Mills, who is the parent company of Totino's and Pillsbury, revealing during a recent earnings call, it's having trouble keeping up with demand for the products, fueled by supply shortages and distribution center delays, meaning customers may be having a harder time finding the refrigerated dough and bite-sized comfort food on store shelves. A company rep reportedly explaining it may take some time before General Mills is able to fully rebuild its inventory levels.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. The Dow's up 240. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.